Perhaps I was wrong to repeatedly refer to each member of the Lubbock City Council as human bags of excrement and steaming piles of such repeatedly on Wednesday's Pratt on Texas. The problem is that extemporaneously, it's quite difficult to come up with words to describe people who would vote unanimously against an ordinance designed to protect the very lives of innocent babies. It's hard to describe to you what kind of person would claim to be pro-life and against the systematic murder of babies in the womb, but at the same time would be unable to vote for a city ordinance designed to enforce state law, which still outlaws such murder, the moment a court overturns the damnable Roe v. Wade decision. No, members of the Lubbock City Council are not actually human bags of excrement and steaming piles of such, even if their actions smell like it. Now that I've had time to reflect, much better descriptive words are pusillanimous, yellow-bellied, dastard, caitiff, lily-livered, hypocrite, wimp, wuss, scoundrel, spineless, timorous, gutless, unprincipled, pathetic, and cowardly. Think about it. There's no personal legal risk to council members for passing the pro-life ordinance, and no risk to taxpayers as it does not allow government enforcement until the courts overturn Roe v. Wade. These folk were not asked to do something dangerous to demonstrate their pro-life positions. They were only asked to vote yes on some paperwork of symbolic importance. What else is it but cowardly to claim to be pro-life but unwilling to simply cast a vote in that direction? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.